Mr. President, it's a honor to welcome you in Portugal on your first visit to my country. And I think this is the right moment to reaffirm in front of you the transatlantic relationship as one of the most important pillars of Portugal's foreign policy. Portugal and the United States of America share the same values and same vision for the future. This, I think, can explain the excellent bilateral relation between our two countries. We are very good friends, and we are very good allies. But please, Mr. President, allow me to continue in Portuguese, because I would like to address myself to the Portuguese public opinion. Pude verificar na conversa que tive com o Presidente Obama e com satisfação que há uma plena concordância de pontos de vista entre o governo português e o governo americano no que respeita às duas principais agendas do atual momento político, a agenda económica e a agenda estratégica. Em primeiro lugar, a agenda económica. Há entre nós, os dois governos, uma ampla convergência quanto à necessidade de reformar as instituições financeiras multilaterais, uma necessidade de assegurar uma melhor regulação internacional dos mercados, mas principalmente uma convergência de pontos de vista no que diz respeito a uma maior cooperação entre os Estados para fazer face aos desafios da crise internacional. Mas gostaria de sublinhar outros dois pontos de convergência na agenda económica. O primeiro diz respeito à prioridade que ambos os governos atribuem às energias renováveis e aos veículos elétricos. Portugal, como é sabido, tem feito um caminho nos últimos anos que nos tem afirmado como um país líder em matéria de energias renováveis. Esta aposta, a aposta nas energias renováveis, é absolutamente decisiva para combater o aquecimento global, para promover o crescimento sustentável e para criar também novos empregos. Mas gostaria ainda de sublinhar a cooperação que tem havido entre Portugal e os Estados Unidos em matéria científica. As parcerias entre as universidades portuguesas e as melhores universidades americanas, o MIT, Carnegie Mellon, Austin e Harvard, têm permitido que Portugal pudesse aumentar o investimento em ciência no nosso país e permitido também reforçar o sistema científico em Portugal. Quero agradecer ao Governo dos Estados Unidos o empenho que tem tido nesta cooperação científica entre os nossos dois países. Finalmente, quanto à agenda estratégica, desejo sublinhar o seguinte. Portugal e os Estados Unidos mantêm e reafirmam o seu comprometimento com a NATO, instituição de que ambos os países são membros fundadores e que ambos consideram essencial para a unidade transatlântica e para a estabilidade no mundo. Mas entre os nossos dois governos há também um consenso quanto às três principais decisões desta cimeira. Em primeiro lugar, o novo conceito estratégico para a NATO, o conceito de Lisboa, que permitirá adaptar
to also reap the rewards of partnerships, multilateralism, partnerships with new actors and multilateralism as the overriding reality of today's world. This summit will also open a new era of relations with Russia. We will cooperate and we will be partners and thereby contribute to global security. And lastly, at this summit, a new phase of handing over responsibility in Afghanistan will begin. We will focus on the military training of Afghan forces so that country can fully take on its sovereign responsibilities. And I was able to guarantee to President Obama that Portugal will be stepping up its presence in Afghanistan by providing military training to troops there.
Go, and I give you the floor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Prime Minister.
Muito
expressing my gratitude to you and to the people Portugal for hosting me here today and for hosting the NATO summit. And I have to say that your English is much better than my Portuguese. These are obviously difficult times, difficult economic times for the world and for Portugal. But Mr. Prime Minister, your determination to strengthen the Portuguese economy and to host these summits speaks to your leadership and to Portugal's leadership, not only in Europe, but around the world. So I thank you very much for that. Portugal and the United States have been partners for more than 200 years and allies for more than 60 years. Immigrants from Portugal, the Azores and Madeira, formed strong Portuguese-American communities across our country, including, by the way, in my home state of Hawaii. And I understand that there's been a fair amount of interest here about how my family has been enriched by Portugal as well, specifically Bo, our dog. He is the most popular member of the White House. As the Prime Minister said, we had some excellent discussions, first over lunch and just now in our meeting. I told the Prime Minister how grateful we are for the service of Portuguese soldiers in our efforts in Afghanistan, where next year we will begin the transition to Afghan responsibility for security. We discussed NATO's new strategic concept, which will ensure that the alliance can meet the new challenges of the 21st century. And as Portugal prepares to take its seat on the UN Security Council, we discussed how we can work together around the world, including our shared goal of promoting development in Africa, where Portugal has historic ties. But the focus of our meeting was on the highest priority for both our countries, and that is creating jobs and prosperity for our people. And one of the ways to do that is to increase trade and investment between the United States and Portugal, trade which supports both jobs and innovation in both our countries. So we discussed how we can work to expand trade and investment and forge new collaborations in science and technology, including through our U.S.-Portugal bilateral commission. We agree that a major opportunity for closer economic cooperation is clean and renewable energy, an area where I want to congratulate the Prime Minister and the Portuguese people for the extraordinary leadership that you've shown in clean energy. New partnerships between Portuguese and American companies are leading the way in wind power. The Prime Minister's leadership on electric cars will create new opportunities for American companies here in Portugal, as I believe we'll see tomorrow, and this is an example of what Portugal and America can achieve together. And obviously, Portugal is working through challenges created by some of the financial markets, and I think that it's important to note that the Prime Minister has committed himself to a very, very vigorous package of economic steps, and we are going to be working with all of Europe, as well as Portugal, in support of these efforts, and we want to say how much we appreciate some of the work that you are doing. So, again, I want to thank not only the Prime Minister, the President who previously hosted me, but most of all the Portuguese people for your friendship, your commitment to a strong alliance between our two countries, and I am very much looking forward to spending the next few days in this beautiful city so that we can continue to strengthen a relationship that I think is not only important to both our countries, but important to Europe and the world as well. So, obrigado.